880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we have another edition of Freed on Business, and this is a great one. It's going to be mostly health and wellness. Remember, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and all month, UHealth is sponsoring our cancer awareness shows. We've got, in the second half of the hour, Dr. Beatrice Currier. She's the medical director of the Cortellis Center and Cancer Support Care at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. So we're going to talk about, now you've survived breast cancer, what's next? We're going to start off the show with my old friend, Dr. Mark Gutt, and we're going to talk about how you can have painless dental surgery. It's something that scared the you-know-what out of me and everybody else who's seen it coming their way. We're going to talk about how you shouldn't be scared anymore. It's really not that bad. It's not that invasive. Hey, on the business front, one of the top stories people are talking about is how families are being blocked by investors from buying homes across the United States. No duh. The investors have been overpaying for homes for quite some time, and now I have friends calling me. Can I lend them money to buy investor homes? So if you're a real buyer and you're looking for a home, you're probably out of luck unless you can move fast and pay all cash. Hey, stocks were up as good earnings data came out. Investors are trying to figure it out. So stocks stayed up. They're trying to see what's going on. And we'll be right back after this with some excellent health and wellness info. You're going to want to make sure you stick around for it. And oh, by the way, at the end of the show, I'm going to give my opinion on some of the things that have been going on around town and around the country. You're not going to want to miss that. So more Freed on Business right after this short break from our sponsors.
Or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right. You know, our friends at UHealth know that as we get older, we're all at risk of developing cataracts. But with the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom Palmer Eye Institute and new high-def lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Call 305-243-2020 to schedule a consultation today. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom Palmer's been ranked number one eye hospital in the country 10 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. Visit BascomPalmer.org or call, this is my favorite part, 305-243, that's right, 2020, to get your eyes checked and to schedule your consultation today at the Bascom Palmer Eye Institute.
You look forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
All right, and when you're being the home field advantage, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you buy from Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. I'm going to say one more thing, Dave, because this week, Warren Henry put me in a brand new car 12 months before my lease ended. I got the thing in the mail. And I always call. And I said, hey, can you guys really put me in a brand new car? My key fob just started to go dark. I need to replace the battery. And oh, by the way, it's time for 20,000-mile checkup. I need some tires. I need a couple things. They said, bring your car in. It took less than 2 hours. They had me in a brand new car, paying the same payment that I had been paying before. So I'll say it this way. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We've got somebody who's had a major hand in my life, Dr. Mark Gutt. Now, Mark is a family friend at this point, but he's been treating me for over 20 years when I've had tooth problems. I've broken teeth. I've had root canal, all the bad things that happen, all the stuff where you got to go through all the pain and get their fingers in your mouth and pull and push and prod with the metal stuff. But he's got something new. He's got this LINAP protocol, laser-assisted new attachment procedure. Fancy words, it means it's sort of painless to get a lot of dental work done. Mark Gutt, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Hey, Mark, you got to talk into the mic.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, now, Mark, let's talk a little bit about why you went into this. You know, you're a sole practitioner. You're a small businessman. You've got offices here in Aventura, Miami Beach, and then also one down in Key West, right?
Yeah. And it's going great.
Okay, Mark, you're a great dentist. You got to keep talking, Mark, okay? So let's talk for a second. You know, you've been a periodontist for 20-plus years. You've taken care of my gums, my health, helped me replace all kinds of fractured teeth with implants. You've got this lengthy resume here. It's probably the heaviest resume that I've ever had. So high five to you. How'd you come up with this new approach to therapy?
Well, laser treatments have been around for a while. And I was a total skeptic. However, about 3 years ago, I was introduced to it. I saw the evidence and was able to implement it into my office. It's a great non-invasive way to treat gum disease without cutting and sewing.
So let me get this right. So somebody comes in, they have gum disease, they got the bleeding gums, they're hurt, their teeth are wobbly, whatever it might be. And you go, well, you know, a year and a half ago, I'd have to lay open your entire gums. It would have really hurt you. We probably would have had to do 25% of pop, and you probably would have been on pain medication for months, right?
That is absolutely correct.
Now the same person comes in. What do you say?
Hey, we can treat this non-aggressively with the laser and treat it so that you can walk out very comfortably and with less discomfort.
Okay, so now I walk out. Do I still hold the ice patch to my hand, my face there?
You do, just to make you feel comfortable.
Okay, so that's really not necessary. There's not that much swelling then, huh?
No, none at all.
Okay, and you said no sewing, so no needles?
No needles to cut.
Nothing?
Nothing.
All right, so I come in, I sit in your chair, you tell me that bad joke. You got a joke for me today?
Sure do.
Well, give me the joke.
All right, so Max and Sadie were married 50 years. They went ahead to a burger place, ordered a burger, fries and soda. And when the order came, Max cut it in half, divided everything. And everyone around them was watching as Max ate, but not Sadie. So they wondered, hey, what's going on? Why don't you eat with him? She says, well, we share everything, but I'm waiting for the teeth.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting. It's like your usual jokes. But you know, next time you come on, you're going to have to tell me another joke. Now, laser periodontal therapy, what does this mean to patients?
Basically, after getting some local anesthetic, we go with the laser. It removes only the diseased tissue. It gives me access to clean the roots. And then we basically go in with the laser one more time at a different setting to help clot the area. So you're walking around, you're walking out of my office with clots around the neck of the teeth, and that's your natural Band-Aid.
Okay, what this really, I think, means then is that there's less pain, less bleeding, less swelling, less tissue is removed. There's less downtime. The recovery time is less. And so what it really is for the small business person out there, it's a boon because the people are back in the office the next day, right?
That's absolutely so.
Okay, so now what does this mean in general? You came in, you do this procedure. This is a conventional option this is an unconventional option to gum surgery then.
Correct. Because conventional options, we have to cut, we have to open, we have to do our treatments and then close it up with some sutures. Now we don't have to.
Okay. Let's go back to you for a second, Dr. Gut. You're from Miami originally.
Originally New York, but transplanted.
Okay, you grew up here.
Yes.
You went to Beach High.
Yes, I did.
Okay, you went to, where is this? I don't have this on your Vita. You went to some fancy school in the Northeast?
Yeah, I went to BU for college and University of Pennsylvania for dental and perio training.
So you're a smart guy.
They say.
Yeah, yeah. I know you're very detail-oriented. You're very detail-oriented. You're absolutely fabulous. You come in here. Now, how did you originally find this procedure? Was it through reading materials? Was it at a conference? How'd you find out about this?
I went to some conferences and came across some posters and started to investigate it. I couldn't believe it because I was totally the skeptic. And lo and behold, I have my own show and tells that I can be very proud of. Very happy patients with their teeth still in their mouths.
Now, how long have you been doing this?
3 years.
Three years?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And how many patients have you worked with on this?
Hundreds.
Hundreds? Age groups?
From 20 to 75 to 80.
Really?
Yes.
So this is something that anybody can use?
Anyone who has gum disease.
And how do they know if they have gum disease?
Well, if you have gum disease, you have bleeding gums, lots of bad breath, mobile teeth.
Bad breath is the big one.
Yeah.
I mean, I go to meetings, and sometimes I got to give somebody like a piece of gum. I try to make sure I eat the piece of gum too. But if a tooth comes out when they have the gum, I guess they have gum disease.
I guess so. Then they'll need implants.
Huh? They need implants too? Oh, you do implants. I know you do because I've got them in my head.
Just a few.
Yeah, I know. People would say that I got a screw loose, and now we know why. All right, Dave, we've got him laughing. That means we're heading out, and then we'll be heading back. Stick with us. We got the laughing doctor, Dr. Mark Gut. We're talking about how to get your gums treated painlessly. It was one of the biggest fears in my life when they would have to lay waste to my gums because everybody I know has had this done. Now I'm psyched if I ever need it. It's sort of painless, and we'll come back and we'll talk about why I'm never going to need this. Back after this. Dave, take us out.
Well, now, Billy Voltaire was a piano player up from Miami way. He used to play in the bars. He could sound like the stars. Ladies would pay and pay.
Well, I was dancing to that song. That's like my theme song for my wife, my little Cuban hottie that I've married. She's so sexy and hot, I just love her. You know what else I love? I love my buddies at Warren Henry. They just put me in a brand new car for the same payment. I mean, they're just the greatest. So when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you got to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with a Warren Henry advantage. That means that I get, and so do you, dent repair, key replacement, first service, a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime. Actually, it's for 4 years. For me, always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hey, Doll fans, I had a great time before the Buffalo game with my buddy Steve in the parking lot where we threw the football around and had a tailgate. Hey, you know, I've been looking forward to that for a week, and I'm looking forward to the next game on October 31st, Halloween night. I'll be doing my show and then packing it up and going to the stadium. I'm taking my buddies from the Marlins, and you guys should throw on your favorite jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up your kids, and hit the road and join me, because no matter how many times I do it, when I drive up to Sun Life Stadium, I always get the feeling of excitement like it was my first time. So join me. Your Miami Dolphins and my Miami Dolphins are getting ready to take on the rest of the NFL. So go to dolphins.com and get your tickets now. Join me and be there to celebrate every score, join in every touchdown celebration, and be part of our home field advantage.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call. For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we're here with chuckling, laughing, smiling Dr. Mark Gutt. Mark has got a periodontic practice over on Miami Beach. It's probably the easiest location to get to on Miami Beach. It's right there when you get off the expressway where the sign says, "Welcome to Miami Beach." It really should say, "Welcome to Mark Gutt's office." He's also got an office up in Aventura and another one down in Key West, which I'm sure he keeps just so that he can continue to party down on Duval Street. Welcome back, Dr. Mark Gutt.
Thank you, Tim.
All right, Mark. Now, we talked about this procedure that you do with the laser stuff and blah, blah, blah. Why'd you get into dentistry?
To help my patients, and specifically to help the stability of the teeth so that people can smile.
So you're all about helping smiles, huh?
That's correct.
All right. Well, listen, why'd you pick the periodontist then? Because, I mean, you got a lot of dentists out there, a lot of cosmetic surgeons, a lot of people that'll fix your dentures. So why did you pick what you do, which is sort of very sophisticated?
It is, because I found that periodontics is the main thing in dentistry that is the foundation of all the teeth. If you have healthy gums, you'll have healthy teeth.
All right, so let's talk about that now. Somebody comes in, they don't have healthy gums. I guess they went to their dentist that does their cleaning and polishing, and they said, "Oh my gosh, when I flossed and picked at your teeth, it bled all over the place. You got to go see somebody about that."
That's correct. They'll come see the periodontist.
So a lot of your business is referrals.
Absolutely.
So then somebody's dentist will say go to you, or your friend, the other dentist,
patients that are happy with us, and they just refer everybody here.
Okay, so people have been referred to you. They've got the bleeding gums. They spit out after they brush their teeth. It looks like a disgusting mess in the bowl there. By the way, I get no blood. I've had no blood flossing, brushing for years.
That's right. You're the ideal patient.
All right. I may have cracked them when I was young and nervous, but I'm taking care of them now. So somebody's a candidate. They got blood in the base of there when they're brushing their teeth. They know they've got to see you. What makes this thing that you're doing different? Does it cost more? Does it cost less? What's the story here?
It's similar costs. However, it's a non-invasive approach. And it's the only FDA-cleared treatment to treat gum disease. So, it even has a patented protocol.
So this is a treatment of gum disease.
Correct.
It's not a procedure to get rid of the bad gum.
Correct. We actually, once we remove the diseased tissue, which is inside, and the bacteria, the gums stay as they are, healthy.
Okay, we talked a little bit about the impact on the employer, and this would be a lower cost, lower time out of work situation. But I got to say, is one of the other issues is bad breath in the workplace. I know that it sounds kind of funny, but we were talking before about how bad the breath is. And so I'll say it this way, is if your spouse wakes up, brushes their teeth, has their coffee, and still has bad breath, maybe they're a candidate.
Maybe, yes. One of the culprits of bad breath is gum disease. So you need to take care of the gum health to get better health.
Why does a gum disease problem give me bad breath?
Well, the bacteria. There's bad bacteria that enables the disease to promote a bad breath. And not only does gum disease promote bad breath, but it also affects the heart, affects the liver, affects asthma, diabetes.
Hold on. So a lady is thinking about getting pregnant, is spitting this blood out after she does her teeth. This woman should get something done before she gets pregnant because her bad teeth could impact her child?
Actually, there's a 7% higher risk of a preterm low birth weight baby with gum disease in pregnant women.
Well, what are some of the other impacts with some of the other people you were talking about?
Well, diabetics don't heal well, so diabetics have bleeding gums. heart disease.
Wait, whoa. So somebody with diabetes, this is better for them than the cutting the gum thing?
Absolutely.
Well, with a gazillion Americans having diabetes, this should be like a thing on a diabetes thing.
Absolutely. The endocrinologists and the physicians that treat diabetes should be aware that periodontists are their friend and they can help them.
So my mom with the diabetes, this is a good thing for her. Then she's always talking to me. I gotta go to the foot doctor because he's gonna cut my toenails. So this is the same kind of thing to be careful about.
That's right.
Okay. So what other? So we got diabetes. We got pregnancy.
Heart disease. They found that the bacteria that is indigenous to the mouth that cause gum disease has a possibility of causing a link with atherosclerosis.
How?
They just found it in researches. And the studies that are now showing that there is an inflammatory aspect to heart disease, well, the same thing is in periodontal disease.
So it's the same thing, and it could go through, like, my bloodstream from an opening in my mouth and go straight into my, like, heart and everything?
Correct.
What other? Okay, we got diabetes. We got bad breath, we got heart disease, we got pregnancy. Anything else I'm missing?
There's relationships with pancreatic disease. There's relationship with arthritis. So basically, the body, the mouth is the window to the body. So if you're finding diseases in the mouth, it can certainly affect the body.
Well, you know, you've got the three practices, so it makes it convenient to anybody in North part of Dade, in the south part of Dade. Why did you pick Key West?
It was an opportunity to go there. I've always wanted to try that area. And the patients are great. It gives me a break in my practice to go down and help the patients that don't have periodontists there.
Okay, so there's no periodontists?
No periodontists there.
Wow, in a city of what, 20, 30,000?
Yeah.
Okay, and we all know that they have teeth problems because I see the signs and everything. They're all descendants of pirates. So they all got the bad teeth.
Right.
I guess it's from drinking all that rum and grog and such. But that's really a joke. We go down there all the time to my buddy's hotel, the Inn at Key West. So for the patients to take the Lanep, and that's what it is, right?
Lanep.
People that use Lanep therapy. Go over sort of what that is. I open my mouth. I put my head back. You stick me the needles and make me feel uncomfortable with that. I love the shot you give me in the palate. I'm going to get that no matter what. Yeah, right. So I sit in the chair. I tilt my head back. You tell me a bad joke. You don't have bad breath because you just used mouthwash yourself. What's next?
Essentially, the laser goes in. It removes only the diseased tissue. And then we use a piezoelectric scaler that shoots out a lot of antibacterial rinse. It flushes out the disease, the tartar, and then we basically seal up everything with the laser again. We check the bite, and you're on your way home.
So how long did this take?
A full mouth can be done in under 3 hours.
So under 3 hours, I'm sitting there, and that's opposed to, like, if you were, I guess you would, you only did like a quarter of the mouth at a time when you did the butchery with the scalpel and the screaming, right?
The artful butchery.
Yeah, the artful butchery, because you're the artful doctor. There you go. I got a little giggle in there. You're finally lightening up. You're finally like, you got to get this dentist in here, and he starts talking. I mean, if I leaned my head back and said, ah, and you stuck your finger in there, you couldn't shut up probably. All right. Now you're totally nervous. Okay. So you got the person, they're leaning back. Any anesthetic at all needed here?
Local anesthetic.
Local, is that the shot that we're talking
That's
about?
That's the shot.
Yeah, but you do that thing with the little jiggly jiggly, so it
right.
doesn't really
so
hurt
real
that much.
That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah. And if I need it in the tush, you give me a little slap there.
Hey.
It doesn't hurt that bad. It doesn't hurt that bad.
I can always give you a little pill too.
Okay. Well, I like the little pill, but not until I'm afterwards. I'm kind of worried about driving home with the little pill. And that's a good question. Does somebody need to be accompanied when they're having this thing done?
Only if they're sedated, but otherwise, no.
Okay, so they're not going to get sedated unless they're really problematic emotionally.
Correct.
Okay, so all those people that are problematic emotionally, you can go to Dr. Gutt. He'll shoot you up and then do your mouth, but you got to have somebody
There's
with you.
Little to no downtime.
Little to no downtime?
Yes.
So I can get this done, and then I can go to the ball game?
That's right.
I just don't want to yell too loud. David Stern would turn around and give me that wink, and I tell him, David, put the thing away. You're going to win the championship. Don't make it. Give it to the San Antonio Spurs. Now, if people want to find you, people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that, Dr. Gutt?
My telephone number is 305 538-2112. You can also visit my website at www.southfloridaperio.com, P-E-R-I-O.
Okay, we have a lot of Jets fans that listen, so we ask that you say the phone number especially slowly for them.
305-538-2112.
You want to tell me your bad joke again?
No.
Okay, good, good. I'm glad you don't want to tell me that again. Listen, we've got Dr. Mark Gutt here. He's a well-educated local guy, bilingual?
Yes, trilingual.
Trilingual? What's your third?
Hebrew.
No wonder your middle name is Israel.
There you go.
All right, see, I read the stuff you sent me. Anyway, we've had a great time here with Dr. Gutt. Stick with us. We're having Executive Health and Wellness Day. We had Dr. Mark Gutt. We're going to have next, we're going to talk with the folks from UHealth. We're going to have Dr. Beatrice Currier on. She handles what you do after you survived breast cancer. I'm going to want to hear about this. This sounds like an absolutely super segment. So if you have anybody that's fighting breast cancer, had breast cancer, know anybody that's involved with the topic, make sure you stick with us. We're going to talk about that right after this with our guests from UHealth, our sponsors at UHealth, who bring us this show every week. I want to thank Dr. Mark Gutt.
Thank you, Jim, for the opportunity. Look forward to being here next month and sharing more information.
All right. It's going to be better next month. You're going to be more relaxed. That's we'll give right. you a shot if we have to. Back after this. Dave, take it away.
Anybody's helping anyway. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being around.
All right. Thanks. I needed that help, Dave, and I'm going to get it from Dr. Gutt. He's going to make sure I get it. And you know what, Mark? We got to go to a Dolphin game, because when I go to the Dolphin games with my buddies, I have a great time. We tailgate, we throw on our favorite jersey, we pack the cooler in the car, get the food, bagels and cream cheese, I like some croissants and fruit, I load up the kids, I load up the guys, I hit the road, I get there, I got my favorite parking pass right outside of Gate G, I pull in there, I'm underneath the tree, I'm in the shade, and I'm relaxing, and I'm watching all the visiting fans coming in and giving them a warm Dolphin fan welcome to the stadium as they take their hokey pictures in front of the stadium. So join me. Visit Dolphin.com. It's the best place to get the best price on all your tickets. Join me. The next game is October 31st, Halloween night. I'm going to leave here next week, go to the game with all my buddies. We're going to have a great time. High five to Orestes. I'm going to see you at the ball game. Visit Dolphins.com to get your tickets now, and you'll be there to cheer every score and join in every touchdown celebration with me and the rest of the fans.
Because we're the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
I couldn't believe it last week when I called my buddies at Warren Henry and told them, hey, I just got an email. Can you really get me out of my car? Ha, ha, ha. Like I do every 6 months when they send it. And this time Larry said, you know what? We might be able to. The next day, Ismet called me and said, hey, Jim, I got good news for you. You want a new car? You got it. I go, Iz, I don't want to put anything down. He goes, no problem. I go, I want the same exact payment. He goes, no problem. So when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can too. That's why you got to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all great cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, which means complimentary dent repair, which I never use because I baby my car. Key replacement. I'm pretty careful. Oh, I hope that's not a bad omen. First service and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for, I got 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hey, would you spend 7 minutes on something that could add years to your life? Well, the UHealth Aware is a group of free online health screening tools offered by the University of Miami Health System that show you risk factors for heart disease and stroke and even lifestyle changes that you can make right now to reduce your risk and protect your health. These serious conditions build up over the years but can be avoided or minimized with simple lifestyle changes and proper medical attention if required. So take a few minutes to learn more about how to protect your greatest asset, your health. Visit umiamihospital.com and search for Health Aware or call 305-689-1000 for an appointment.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. First of all, I want to thank UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, and the Miller Hospital and Miller School of Medicine for being a sponsor of the show and for helping us do our bit for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You know, UHealth is the University of Miami Health System. It brings you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantations. It's a gorgeous facility. I've been there. I know. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your systems, your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community every day. Hey, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, which is ranked number one by the U.S. News & World Report for a 10th year in a row this year. It also has the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Care Center, where they do all the breast cancer stuff. So if you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. You know, you can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, which is online now at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really cool, innovative stuff. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I would.
Rock on.
So good. So good. I got a year.
All right. We've got Dr. Beatrice Currier. She's the medical director of the Cortella Center and Cancer Support Care at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. We're going to discuss the recently launched Cancer Survivorship Program at Sylvester. Dr. Currier, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Good to be here.
Hey, so first of all, the Cortellas folks, I know the guys over there and their real estate, they're terrific, and it's so great that the family decided to sponsor what you guys are doing over there. Can you tell me a little bit about your program?
Sure. The Cortella Center and the Cancer Support Services include an array of medical specialists ranging from psychiatrists to cancer rehab specialists, integrative medicine specialists, and palliative care physicians who work in a comprehensive and collaborative way to address all the needs of our oncology patients.
Well, I've got to believe that not only the patients, but their family also needs a little bit of help with this, because cancer doesn't only affect the person that's got it, it affects the people around them too.
That's absolutely correct, and we're very aware and vigilant of that, and we realize that it is a disease that affects the entire family, and we're available to help both families and caregivers of patients with cancer.
Now, let's just say that somebody's gone through the process. They have been blessed to survive in however way it came through. What are some of the things that you do on the back end to help these people reintegrate to their life? Because I've got to believe they're weaker, they're different, and some of the things they did in the past may or may not be good for them, and they've got to arrange and work with all that.
That's absolutely correct. And what we do, Jim, is we offer programs for our cancer survivors, specifically the breast cancer survivorship program, once the patients complete their active treatment, we're available for referrals, and we have a very comprehensive approach. And our mission is to both improve the quality and length of survival in our breast cancer patients in this particular program. And the initial evaluation entails a very detailed history and questionnaire, which probes for many of the common late effects that some of these cancer survivors may develop as a result of the cancer or its treatment. Typically, the most common symptoms in our breast cancer survivors include fatigue, depression, concentration difficulties, lymphedema, which is swelling in the arm. It's typically the arm wherever the mastectomy was done. Pain or range of motion limitations, menopausal symptoms, sexual dysfunction, weight gain, or sleep disturbances. So the patients are initially seen by our oncologist in the survivorship program, and then based on whatever symptoms they may be struggling with, we then tackle those symptoms using a multi-specialty approach, including the cancer rehab physician, a psychiatrist, the oncologist, the integrative medicine physician, and the palliative care physician. And the fact that many of these symptoms have complex etiologies or causes really dictates the need for a very comprehensive multidisciplinary approach. So, for example, if a patient comes in with fatigue, we may find that it may be due to vitamin deficiencies, nutritional issues, depression, deconditioning, and therefore those etiologies are addressed in our team approach. And it's been a very effective and well-received program, and we're seeing some very good outcome.
Well, it sounds to me like you're talking about what I read every week about. You get a bunch of people together. It's just not one person that specializes in I call them the specialists of the quarter inch. You've got people that work together to do everything.
Absolutely. And it's a collaborative, patient-centered model of care, which I think most of us would really favor. And we're all talking to each other, and it's very much a team approach so that we don't miss anything.
Well, my favorite person that we've talked to about this in the past is Dr. Mehta. I just love that guy.
Sure.
He's involved with your program, isn't he?
Absolutely. He's our integrative medicine specialist.
And so he helps coordinate the different stuff?
Well, actually, the oncologist and myself, the psychiatrist, are typically the ones that coordinate it because we're the ones that initially evaluate the patient, and then we'll make sure that the appropriate specialists are also seeing the patients. But nutrition and counseling and exercise physiology is part of the core evaluation of all our breast cancer survivors in this program. So every single patient is seen by our cancer nutritionist and our exercise physiologist.
Now I'm sorry, I'm going to make up a term, and I'm going to ask you if this is something that you see. I call it treatment fatigue. People get just worn out by the process. Does this happen?
Yes. Fatigue is actually reported in up to 60% of cancer survivors. So it is quite prevalent. It is very disabling. And it typically needs to be tackled with multimodal therapy, including exercise is a very effective intervention. But we need to make sure that it's supervised appropriately with someone that is really specialized in the cancer population. And that's one of the services that are critical in our program. And so it includes a program specifically that's called You Survive and Thrive.
What's that? That sounds cool, but what's behind it?
What happens is we have an exercise physiologist that works with us, just with us in the cancer program, and she does a baseline assessment looking at their level of physical fitness, their level of strength, resistance training, and conditioning. And she will work with them on a personal training basis to ensure that they get back to their baseline level prior to their cancer treatment in a very systematic, organized way that's medically safe for these patients. And that is part of our program, if the patient elects to do that.
Doctor, how do people find out about this stuff? We've only got a couple of minutes left. I want to make sure we get that out there.
We're encouraging any of our breast cancer survivors to contact us if they're interested at the Cortellis Center. Our contact number here is 305-243-4129. They can also go to our Sylvester website and click on the link for the Breast Cancer Survivorship Program, which also gives you our contact information and describes the program.
It sounds really terrific. How long have you been involved with the program, Dr. Currier?
We just developed the Breast Cancer Survivorship Program in July, but we've been here at the Cortellis Center for many years.
So it sounds like it's really cutting edge and really goes into a lot of what we've been talking about integrative, consultative, and really holistic approach. I know when we get Dr. Mehta on, he's all about holistic and doing the appropriate things to make yourself regenerate.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Dr. Currier, I want to thank you for all the people here in South Florida that avail themselves, all the cancer survivors, and I want to thank you especially for helping make the quality of life better for all of these special people in our community.
Thank you, Jim, very much for having me.
It's my pleasure. Thank you again for everything. Dr. Beatrice Currier, she's the medical director of the Cortellis Center and the Cancer Support Center over at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer. You can hear the interview. We're going to have it up on our website, www.freedonbusiness, later this week. Make sure you go there. Make sure you listen. If you have somebody with a breast cancer issue, make sure they get into Dr. Currier's program again. Thank you so much, Dr. Currier.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. All right, Dave, take us away. We'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to have a straight shot of Jim. I got a bunch of random thoughts. We're going to wander through them. It's going to be awesome. Back after this. All right, we're going to talk about my friends at Warren Henry. And if you've been listening to the show, you know that this time last week, I had a different car. And I called them up jokingly and said, hey, guys, can you get me out of my car? I get this email from you every 6 months that says, come get a new car. I got the first one 2 days after I bought my last one. They said, Jim, it's that time. Bring your car down. We'll get you out. I go, hey, dudes, I only have a couple hours. I got an appointment in Broward. I got to be back at 2:30. They go, no problem. Your car will be waiting. The paperwork will be ready. Have your insurance card, your ID, and your credit card ready. I got there. I forgot my credit card at home. That was okay. We figured it out anyway. We got it done. High five to Ismet and all the folks at Warren Henry Automotive for getting me into my car. And they should put you in your car, too. Because as everybody knows that listens to this show, my friends at Warren Henry, you can count on them because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, which means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years I got. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You look forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
All right, I want to remind everybody to join me and the folks that support the Lawrence Kids Foundation. Make sure you register at www.lawrencekids.org for the Love and Healing specialty license plate designed by internationally famed artist Romero Brito. Once we get 1,000 people to pre-register, they're going to start production. We only need a few more, so join me. It only costs about $35 to reserve your plate. Your Love and Healing plate, go to lawrencekids.org now. Help the kids.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. Dave has given me the finger and told me that this is the last quarter, the fourth quarter of the show. We're going to start doing some stuff that we haven't done in a while, and that's me just talking off the cuff. Now, before we get started, I have an email. The email is from Sol in Miami. Sol in Miami asks, "Hey, Jim, how come you don't want to buy a commercial condo with your investment funds?" Say, first of all, Sol, thank you for emailing me the question. The answer is that it's impossible to keep control of the condo association once somebody else owns more than 50%. So once I own less than 50%, I can't control what goes on in the commercial condo, and that's just a bad thing. So if I can get fee simple to the entire condo and create a unity of title, I might be interested in the deal. If I can't and it has to stay condo, I really am not interested, because in my opinion, condo is just a way to overpay for land. Okay, hope that answered your question, Sol. Call me offline if I can help you any more. Now, I recently had a call from a friend of mine who'd been laid off from a large company, a large real estate company. This is happening more and more. And what I used to say about 5 or 6 years ago when the economy was first starting the decline was that everybody would go around and say, hey, if this happens, then we're going to do that. I referred to that as the period of primordial soup. And I figured, well, that would end 2 or 3 years from the beginning of the recession. Well, here we are. I don't know what year it is. I know that we're, quote unquote, out of the recession, but we're still in that period of primordial soup. People still call me and say, hey, Jim, I'm going to buy this property if this, and this happens. Or, hey, Jim, I'm looking to raise a fund if this, and this happens. And then you never hear from them again. So be careful, because we're still in the period of primordial soup. If you're out there looking for a position or making a career change in any job, remember that still, if somebody's saying, I got to have this, and this happen, you're still in the period of primordial soup, and it may not really work. Now, some other people come up to me and they say, Jim, how come you have a radio show? And the list is long. We have Brewster Kell on a regular basis. He's my expert in branding, and obviously the radio show is a way for me to build my brand and to prove that I'm more than just a real estate guy, that I can do more. And what does that really make me? Oh, here's a term that I use way too much. It makes me a horizontal. I know that that's jargon that I should probably not use, because I picked it up watching an ESPN evaluation of how people draft. And one guy said, we're a vertical. We draft for need. If we need a quarterback, we're taking a quarterback. Another guy said, we're a horizontal. We're going to draft the best player available. So we're looking at all the different buckets of players. I'm a horizontal. I do real estate, but if I only did real estate, I'd probably go nuts, because I'd get bored. I need to do a lot of different things. Today, we had was devoted mostly to healthcare on the show, except for my little rambling and vamping here at the end. And I had a tweet last week from the guys at auction.com. They asked me who was on this week, probably expecting that we have a full real estate show. And we'll be back doing real estate. In fact, I want to welcome, in fact, right now, our latest sponsor, Magnum Energy Solutions. So they're going to be on twice a month. On the weeks that UHealth isn't on, and we're going to start talking about energy, green society, and all of this stuff that really impacts the commercial real estate industry. So folks at auction.com and our other commercial real estate industries, industry listeners, you want to make sure you stick with us, because we're going to have a lot more green energy and a lot more real estate talk here on Freed on Business. But that's what I mean about being a horizontal. I don't just talk about real estate finance and capitalization, which is my primary focus, or real estate investment sales, which is also something I do for a living. And oh, by the way, a very good living, I might add. I also want to talk about health and wellness. I want to talk about green energy. I want to talk about cars with my buddy Larry Zinn from Warren Henry, and not just about the cars he sells, but the cars we should be investing in and buying. All these different things really interest me, and I get emails, and I see people on the street, and I know that it interests them too. Hey, you know what? Hit me on LinkedIn. You know, tweet up with me, at Jim Freed, or tweet the show, at Freed on Business, and let me know what you want to hear, like the guy Saul did. You know, let's see. What else do we have? Oh, yeah. I want to talk a little bit about the Sunset Over Miami event that I was at a couple of days ago. We talked about it here on the show last week. I was encouraging everybody that they should go. And I must tell you that the event is evolving. When I initially got started with the event, it was all just Jewish guys in real estate, not even really ladies. Jewish people, I'll just say Jewish people in real estate. This event was a cross-cultural success. The event was a horizontal. You had people in all kinds of different walks of life that wanted to approach the people that were real estate professionals. And there were all kinds of creeds and folks that were there, not just Jewish people. And I want to say well done to the committee that put together Sunset Over Miami this year. I was originally involved in it 16 years ago. I've been watching the evolution. And this year's event knocked the cover off the ball. It was at the Port of Miami. It was awesome. If you haven't been out there, you have to go see the changes that are going on out there. It's a great facility, but the event was terrific. The networking was amazing. I got super duper cards and was able to meet a number of new clients, or actually I'll just call them new potential clients. So when it comes around again next year, make sure you go. Another story I wanted to tell, it kind of flows off of the Sunset Over Miami. When I went to Sunset Over Miami, I wore my favorite tie. And you go, well, what the heck does that mean? I'll tell you the story about my favorite tie. I worked for a big New York investment banking firm in their Tampa Bay office 20-something years ago. And when I was going to go to New York, they wouldn't let me come unless I was dressed like them and dressed for success. They made me buy an Hermes tie. Now, that sounds easy today, but it really wasn't. I had to go and call the Hermes store, have them send me a catalog, had to go through the hard catalog, had to pick out the tie, had to buy the tie, had to mail me the tie. It took a month. So that's how great the internet is to me. But I have that tie. I got it rehabbed. I took it to the event, and it was part of my brand. Everybody talked about the tie because it looked like it belonged, but it also looked like it was a historic piece. And it was to me, again, it helps me build my brand. So if you start listening to us on the show, you're going to hear more tips about how I build my brand. I want to thank our guests. I want to thank Mark Gutt. I want to thank the folks at UHealth. I want to thank especially, I want to especially thank the folks that they sent us. And now Oh, that's it. Dr. Beatrice Currier, thank you for letting me stay calm while I look for your name. Thank you, Dr. Currier. I want to thank our folks at Warren Henry Automotive for my awesome car. Tarek Maddox will be back next week. In fact, next week, we're going to have Dr. Pascal Goldschmidt on, and we're going to have Mike Mandich on, and we're going to talk about the Dolphin Cycle Challenge. It's going to be a great show. We're also going to have Lauren Book on, so make sure you stick with us next week. I thank the NFL alumni, the Miami Marlins, Lauren's Kids, Brewster Kell, Publix, Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I'm heading over there to their event right now at Sabadell Bank, UHealth, of course, and our new sponsor, Magnum Energy Solutions. Look for more from them. I want to thank you, our listeners, because without you, I wouldn't have a show. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments, and tell us what you want to hear. At Jim Freed, at Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Our website gets a bunch of hits all the time. FreedomBusiness.com. Hey, if you missed the show, Dave, how much time do I have left? I got 1 minute. Dave has given me the single finger, but it's his index finger. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Keep listening. We're going to have great tips on branding. We're going to have great health and wellness. We're going to have all kinds of real estate. And because I'm a horizontal, who knows what we're going to have? So stick with us. It'll be fun. It'll be entertaining. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Dave, I'm out of here.
Instead of looking for a man named Jim, I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. But don't